financial challenges have been a major news story. But behind the headlines are individuals and families who have been personally affected by this economic downturn. College Church member Stan Guthrie was recently unemployed. And he is going to share with us now how God can use even difficult times in the spiritual uses of unemployment.
Good morning. On May 19th, which I now call Black Tuesday, my bosses gave me the news. One was fighting back tears, the other was glum. Because of economic conditions, my job was being eliminated. As I tried to process what was happening through my sudden mental numbness, it began to sink in that I, my wife of 22 years, and our three children faced a suddenly very uncertain future. My story is far from unique, however. About 8.5 million people in the United States today are receiving unemployment insurance, and the jobless rate has grown from less than 8% in January to now about 9.4%. Some economists predict it could reach 11% by next summer. Now, I'm no expert on joblessness, and I hope never to become one. But as a follower of Jesus, I am beginning to learn some vital spiritual lessons, whether I want to or not. I'd like to share five of them here with you. Perhaps they will be of help to you. First, respond like a Christian. What difference does it make that Christ is my Lord? Can people see any difference in my life? Am I willing to follow Jesus wherever he leads, even to the unemployment line? When the late Tony Snow learned that he had contracted cancer, he heard a quiet voice whisper, "You have been called." I too have heard this voice. Unemployment, every bit as much as employment, is a calling. Second, resolve not to become angry or bitter. When the worst thing that could happen happens, God is still there. Third, rest in the truth that God comforts us in our afflictions so that we can comfort others in theirs. Fourth, receive gratefully the kindness of others. Friends across the street from us are picking up low-cost groceries for us at their church. Another bought and installed more memory for our ailing computer. Others pray, buy lunch, share job leads, and help with faxes and resumes. We are learning in ways large and small what it means to be members of Christ's body. Fifth, reach out to God and expect His blessing. God has promised to provide what we need. Now that might involve a better job with higher pay, though again, it might not. If it does, praise His goodness. But if in His mercy it doesn't, praise His goodness anyway. The blessing may simply be more of Him, and that will be more than enough.